This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Today's show is brought to you by Yo Radio, the first music and radio platform with stations curated and managed by artists and influencers from across the globe. From Drake Bell to Megadeth's David Ellefson to UFC star Uriah Hall, just to name a few. Welcome to Yo Radio. Yo Radio delivers the best listener experience and is completely free. From hip-hop to rock to blues to EDM, Yo Radio has the music you want at your fingertips. Download the app now in the App Store for Apple devices and in the Google Play Store for Android. Or just go to YoRadio.com. That's YoRadio.com.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Oh, we are back. It's so odd that we get back. We're coming off a big tour of Japan. We are the top podcast gaijin in Japan. People chasing us down the streets saying, please stop doing your podcast. And we said, no, we're going to come back and do it again. This is Corey. You know T.O. You know Eric and Everett, Fox News' favorite surreal talk podcast show hosts.
That's true, podcast show hosts.
We've got four horsemen there. There's a fifth horseman now, gents. He goes by the name of Alex. Introduce yourself, Alex. Let the people know.
What's up? I am Alex. I've been with, building that houses this studio.
Correct.
I've been with the other company that is in this building for about 2 months. Let's see. Grew up watching old school pro wrestling, which is, we'll get into this later, but that's pretty much all we're going to be talking about. I don't know. What else?
That's good.
Wait a minute. You're not a Roman Reigns fan?
No.
That's what this group started as, the Roman Reigns fan club.
Right.
I'm leaving.
Oh, no, never mind.
Now
he's done. It's game over.
He's done. Okay, so you guys all know, you guys have met Eric. We met Eric when we did the WrestleMania deal thing. Yeah, oh, shit, that's right. We did all that stuff.
Way back when in the Benoit podcast.
Man, I was going through shit trying to think of what we could do now. We're coming back. This is a reboot.
It's a triumphant return.
All these popular shows.
Yes, we're back from rebooted. We just resigned. We're at the dojo and New Japan, and we're free agents, and
oh man,
we're back.
All
in.
What a tour.
We're all in.
Kobayashi, Inoki,
Ibushi,
Rikido.
Rikido Santana.
Rikido. Yeah, and Omega, you know, just couldn't get on the same card.
You couldn't get the same car. There was too many dudes in there with them.
Right. We're coming back. We've decided. We've mutually agreed. This is basically going to be an old school wrestling show.
And so I'll go off on my tangents when I want.
Tangents? Okay. I remember you used to go off and take a dump.
Get in here, Larry. They're talking about the UFC.
Tangents. Dumps. You know,
same thing.
Hijack the show as I tend to do.
I think we're all, Eric, you're going to be in for everything, right?
I should be, yeah. Unless you guys got more people in the studio, or
I don't know if we can fit anybody else in this motherfucker.
Cromer started watching wrestling, so he'll be a guest from time to time.
Oh no,
he knows Benji Molina.
Big Easy, Big Easy, you're all in.
That's true.
Big Easy, you're all in, correct?
I am all in.
We're all good. We got Alex. We've added a fifth horseman, and what you know what they say about the Three Horsemen show? When you're a three horseman, you're a three horseman for a little bit because we don't know how long the show's going to go before we just adios to some bitch again.
Yeah, but, that.
Yeah. But this is a short-term thing today. If we talked about, we were going to do talk about some tag teams and things, but the studio, apparently it's not easy to get a hold of because anytime we say we were going to do our first show and however long, so somebody said, oh, well, I need it.
A Melina shows
like
up.
23 minutes into the fact that you guys get going. So what are we looking to cover once we get going again? What are you guys looking for if we're going to do old school shit?
I think we do exactly like we used to do. We just pick a topic that is relevant to old school. It could be something as broad as tag teams, which is, I know is what we were wanting to do for our first topic, to right. managers, to valets, to best pay-per-views of the old school era. Anything we want.
And then let me bitch for the new stuff for 10 minutes, because if I'm able to do that, I get 3 hours to myself on Monday night, 2 hours to myself on Tuesday night.
Oh, I thought you were just going to keep replaying the 10 minutes in your ear. You're just going to keep listening to yourself talk about it for 10 minutes.
No, I'm just going to – I would just like to bitch about how bad everything is and then go.
Fair enough.
They put the IC title on Ziggler last night out of nowhere for no reason. But anyway, go ahead.
Eric's just wondering who
new
that
stuff,
is.
Huh?
Baron Corbin shaved his head. I think we were responsible
I was thinking
for the
about
head
Mabel.
Shaving.
Like Big Mabel, 500-pound Mabel with the
viscera.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. I just had that. In yeah, my
he's
head.
Suing. He's suing the. Or he had a lawsuit going against.
He's dead.
Big Daddy
before.
B. He's dead.
Yeah, he died. His old lady was suing the company.
Oh yeah. Well, what she?
Apparently,
they filled him with butter and sugar for fucking 50 years, and then made him get in a ring.
Apparently, the steroid concussion lawsuit, not the pounds of butter he would eat on the stadium popcorn before his matches.
He was 600 pounds. Apparently, that was WWF's fault. Yeah.
Oh, it was WWF's fault.
Look at me. Hey.
Okay.
That man lived his gimmick.
Yeah. He used to look like Kofi Kingston when he was a rookie.
Really?
No.
He was no. Yeah. Come on now.
Man, there's been a bunch of porn tapes dropped since we've done our last thing. We could rank all of Paige's pornos.
Oh, yeah.
That could be an episode.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about all that. Yeah. There's a bunch of WWE divas that got leaked.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm not sure we're going to do that, but...
could review the videos.
I was about to say, that's nice. I'm going to skip that one if you're going to...
Yeah.
If we weren't really going to review them, I was just going to rip her apart for 40 minutes. Go ahead.
Just like in the video.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, wow. Bam, E bringing it.
It's like we never missed a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Alex had made a list for us of what we could get back towards. Were you guys thinking we do shows that just focused on a single wrestler? I mean, we could do that if you guys are looking to do something like that. We can talk this out. There is no format today because the whole show's been shortened.
Let's do it right after Pritchard and Conrad do it, and then I can have the fresh info and I can just go off what they say.
Hey, we got a question from chat whenever we get through this, but
go ahead.
He wants to know what year of wrestling would you rebook? It's a good question.
The whole year?
I guess so.
The whole year.
I'd start in about
this year.
2018?
About 2005 and go from there.
What company?
You take your pick, pal.
Oh, I'd rebook 99 for WCW and just have them not completely shit the bed so we'd still have
two different feds.
The height
Turner
of the NWO.
Was still going to go, though.
I understand, Time but Warner. You still could have booked your way. I think you could have booked your way out of it.
Yeah.
My thoughts, but hey. One single year. Oh, so you got to do both of them? Oh, fuck. God. Could you imagine trying to do that? But again, like you turned me on to Bischoff, and if you guys listen to that stuff, it's really good, and I know.
He's a jerk off, though.
He is, but he at least gives, like, we did all this shit.
Did you see Jericho did a response to his thing?
Yes, it was fantastic.
I haven't listened to that yet.
What the hell's Bischoff up to these days?
He's doing a podcast now with
Everybody
Conrad. But there's three podcasts right now that are really, wouldn't you say they're the three best without a doubt?
All Conrad all the time.
So it's Conrad Thompson, who's married to Flair's oldest daughter, is marrying Flair's oldest daughter. He had started doing a podcast with Ric Flair, and it seems like Flair wasn't real reliable.
He looks like hell
getting
these
on
days.
The podcast. Well, then he got sick.
He almost died, dude.
Yeah,
so
you can tell.
Conrad started his first one with Bruce Pritchard. And Pritchard was what, McMahon's number two? Number three. Number three throughout the heyday. So he's pretty much gave all the back build-ups, why they did this, why they did that, which is pretty fascinating. From there, he did a show with Tony Schiavone.
Oh, I see.
So he's doing Schiavone with WCW and older NWA, which is Schiavone's funny as fuck. But now he started doing them with Bischoff, and it's the 83 weeks that they were ahead of WWE in the ratings, WWF at the time. And they pick subjects. They pick, you know, they'll pick a, say, Halloween Havoc 96.
There you go.
Like Schiavone. So Schiavone and Conrad will go all the way through up to booking Halloween Havoc and then do that. Then sometimes they pick specific episodes, and they did what Ian and I did with his first fight against DJ. It's kind of where we got the idea at Mighty Mouse. And just have them go through the pay-per-view, break down the matches, the fights, and rebroadcast it.
Oh.
But those guys happen to be a lot more charismatic, and now I can't share this on Ian's page. So, yeah.
Hey, and They're good. If you'd like to advertise your podcast on our show, you don't have to fucking do anything. No. Just be good at it. But yes, those are the best right now. So
what single year would you book, though? Let's get back to the question, because that's what...
Oh, I said 99.
99, for sure.
I'd rebook 99 WCW.
High to the NWO. What year is that? I mean, I'm just talking like Wolfpack first came out, but the NWO is...
You consider that the high to the NWO, the Wolfpack?
No, I'm just saying that's the time I would reboot, right when the Wolfpack started.
Fair enough. You know, get rid of that
98.
Shit.
98?
You'd is do that like, what it is, not, about 98?
Get rid of the Latino, get rid of the Japanese NWO.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Trump's back here doing his thing with wrestling.
Build a wall around the ring. Keep those NWO Latinos out.
Make it huge.
Would you not do?
Would you separate
94 WWE to give Doink that title run?
Ooh.
That was leading to my next question. So we know our sweet spots, right? I know your guys' sweet spots. Somehow you guys watch the darkest days of pro wrestling and like can tell me anything about it. So Alex, what's your sweet spot?
So. It's hard to give a sweet spot because I started watching that I recall when I was like 4 or 5, so that would put it late 80s, early 90s, but I would also go to the video store and rent the VHS tapes from, you know, Mania 1,
sure,
2.
Yeah.
Fuck, we did a whole show about that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would watch, you know, the current stuff at the time, again, that was late 80s, early 90s, but I would, every single pay-per-view, which, I mean... WWF, NWA / WCW at the time, they'd have like, what, 3 or 4 a year at that time?
Yeah.
You know, I would rent 2 or 3 at a time and...
It was fantastic.
Oh man.
It's like binge watching your favorite TV
show
on Netflix.
Most of them were pretty good. You had the weird, awkward 89-90 time frame where NWA, WCW was just being...
Ugh. Yeah, it was bad. Was not good.
When you're bringing RoboCop in on a pay-per-view, that's...
You're
that's
reaching.
That's where I'm drawing a line.
That's a bad sign. Do you remember that or not?
Yeah.
Everybody. I mean, if you've seen RoboCop. But that's the other thing I was just going through. I have a bunch of VHS since I'm moving. So I have 800 VHS tapes. They're all on YouTube now. So what do I do? Do I throw all my VHS tapes away?
Try selling them if they're in the boxes.
I know. We're big eBay marks, but it's... People buy that shit.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm not sure why.
Nostalgia, man.
The nostalgia. I understand you want the box, and all the boxes are in great shape, and that's kind of the point. I don't have any of the old plastic. Remember, like, the huge ones that would fold open?
Oh, yeah. We had WrestleMania 3, and it was, just exactly like that. The huge fucking plastic thing that,
But I have, like, those. Remember the ones from, like, 91, 92? Two in the 93 where WCW was making like compilation videos, short segments of matches, like Sting's Deadly Venom and
tag team
grudge matches. Yeah. And I don't know if they made any money off it. It was all off Turner Home Entertainment. But God,
some Sting fan would buy that though, guaranteed.
Because you want the box. But have you listened to Bischoff talk about how much money they did not make on this stuff? What a fuck.
They had no idea how to market. They had no marketing person. They I forget what
they didn't have a licensee for merchandise.
They fucked up on the video game. That the very first WCW or NWO video game they did was the biggest seller on PS2 or something.
What you guys would know this? Which one was it?
Do you know the story behind this?
Mm.
They had a They had a WCW NWO game on Nintendo 64.
Yeah. It was Nintendo 64 then.
Well, that was the highest selling video
WCW
wrestling game ever.
NWO,
So they fucked up when they cut the checks and they sent the Big Show $500,000 and he is supposed to get $5,000 or something. He goes to Hogan. Hogan says, cash it, brother.
Right.
So he went and cashed it.
Hell
but
yeah.
That's probably how much they owed him.
Well, but they had accidentally copied Hogan's formula to like five or six of the guys, and they all made this big amount of money off this. But those guys didn't get shit. That was the one thing that that I did hear about Conrad and Bischoff get into was how Hogan got 25% of every NWO T-shirt.
Yeah.
How Hogan,
no
like,
shit.
So, yes, they talked about how
holy
they didn't
fuck,
make any other
money.
They didn't make any other merchandise. Hogan got his stuff, and then so Hogan got a percent of the NWO, and then an additional 25% of it. So he was double dipping on the NWO shirts
and paid $20,000 a month to wear NWO stuff outside.
Got paid to wear it. It was, I mean, it's
off
unreal.
The show? Yeah,
but
hey,
what
there
is
was,
his
I want his
net
lawyer
worth now. Right. What is his net worth? Like, how much is Hogan worth?
Well, Hogan,
that blonde with fake tits took fucking all of it. That gave him some children.
And now the one that looks like his daughter that he's
it's a goddamn travesty.
So. The other thing is they think that's why they didn't make a lot of other T-shirts and merch is because all they wanted was people to buy the NWO. And you go back to that time, there were no other T-shirts they were making.
I had an NWO shirt.
I remember the Sting shirt. That's about all, the only other one I remember.
The black one with the scorpion on it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's, Goldberg. Yeah. Goldberg made money.
What was his shirt? Who's next?
You know,
what did his shirt say?
Who's,
him with Goldberg.
Whose agent? Whose agent the Goldberg
had? It had that weird
Barry
tribal
Bloom.
Design on it that Hogan's. He had that tattoo of.
Yeah, Allberry Bloom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It did, yeah. His arm tattoo, that's right.
Oh, I have that tattoo. But everybody else did. Not that. Jesus. If you would have pulled it up and it would have been the fucking barbed wire.
The same
wire
line, I'd be like, oh, shit. So if you had to pick like your favorite wrestler, any period, any time, who would it be? Like you're the one that like you could sit there and just no matter what he did, you're behind this guy. Who's your favorite? It could be Gal. Who's your favorite wrestlers, guys?
Yeah, dude, don't be sexist.
Yeah, no, for sure.
All
right. Who would be a midget? I mean, if you like Dink Doink and Dank, or what were they called? Dink Dank and Doink.
Dink Doink and Dank.
What were the two midgets that he
dunk?
Had? With?
Was what were the dunk? two midgets?
Yeah, with you know the little clowns with Doink.
I've heard a joke that starts like this. I don't remember. I wasn't watching WWF that close in like fucking 94.
Waiting for the punchline.
Yeah.
Dink, Doink, and Dank. No, I can't remember. But there, you know, he came out with two midgets dressed just like him as a clown.
Oh, I know you and Big, and wait a minute, who's older?
Him.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah,
I know you guys. I know your sweet spot. So I know it's going to be Doink and Gold Dust, and I know that's a tag team that will forever live in infamy with the Three Horsemen. So who? Okay, so who is your favorite?
Oh man,
you got to nail it to one.
You don't have a one and a 1A. Doesn't everybody
favorite wrestler of all time?
One and
be
1A.
Like,
yeah,
fuck
on.
Yeah.
Got to have your backup.
I don't know, like. My answer now is probably going to be different than when I was a kid, but now looking back and just, I don't know, having an appreciation of like all the,
he's
you know,
going
all the old stuff.
Flair.
Flair's a good wrestler.
Yeah,
well,
like
you
Flair.
Just, the older you get, the more shit you're like, oh, man.
Well, and Flair's a worker. I mean, Hogan was marketed.
No, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, Flair had the Four Horsemen vitamins. I mean, who can forget those? Who can forget the Four Horsemen vitamins? Mm. And those cups that one time.
That one time.
So who was the favorite as a kid?
As a kid, probably Hogan. But he's not even my 1A now. I would, like, I might put him in my top five.
Finding out he's racist probably did something for you. I mean, he's just...
That ruined everything.
Yeah, damn it. Such a good, wholesome guy.
That's why I can barely continue buying Road Warrior merchandise on eBay.
Did you see NXT?
Barely, though.
Did you see NXT
Saturday
night? That Velveteen Dream came out as Hogan, the black kid.
If I knew who that was.
NXT guy.
Hey, we have a rule about no new stuff?
He's going to be the next superstar. He's like 22 years old.
Look, he's going to be the next superstar?
Big time.
Want to make a friendly wager that they fuck it up?
I don't know if this kid's charismatic as shit.
Okay.
But
is he black or white?
He's black.
Okay. Does he dance to the ring yet?
No.
He will.
But he will.
He's done the
Damn it, McMahon.
He's done Macho Man. But I found it funny with the rumors of Hogan coming back and then him doing Hogan Saturday night.
So he's fucking Jay Lethal.
No, way better.
Really?
Way better worker.
Whoa.
Way more charismatic. I'm telling you, he's good. And he's like 22, 23 years old.
We'll ruin him. Don't you worry, buddy.
Oh. So who you got
an
today?
African American.
And when you were a kid.
Who were my favorites?
Yeah.
I'd say 1A and 1B, it's Hogan and Austin. Just because you
Stone
can't,
Cold,
you
yes,
can't,
Jesus.
One, you can't say no to your childhood. And two, Austin's, I mean, I was there in person, so you can't not say.
I had a 316 shirt. I get you.
At a house show, you're drawing 20,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right. But I mean, my favorite. The Road Warriors. I mean, nothing
Hawk and
tops
Animal,
that. Yeah,
they're great.
Which is why, I mean, we were going to start with tag teams today, but we'll get to that next time. We're going to be able to extend this and
so
be
you
able
go to
go
to clan rallies with Animal. Or
No.
I did.
No, you did.
As long as we're talking about it, yeah, it was fucking crazy.
Grand Wizard Laurinaitis.
They
now?
Said "What a Rush" 18 times in a row.
Ugh.
It was a thing. They were like, "Oh, What a Rush" 18 times in a row.
Ugh.
It was like Corey's puppy dog died the day you read those tweets.
Oh,
small
boy.
Part of you just broke on the inside.
What am I missing here?
Oh,
you don't know about this?
No, I don't. Oh. What am I fucking missing here?
I think Hawk was on Animal was on Tucker Carlson tonight, and I'm kidding. He just went off about Busta Rhymes at the MTV Movie Awards or something. I can't remember what it was.
The Wall. I mean, it was
yeah,
pretty.
It got ugly.
Pretty
just a big old racist rant.
It was when outlandish shit. Like, remember the early part of 2017 where people were like, "You can't say that," and now it's like normal.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like one of the first times. So they were covering when wrestlers would be racist.
If he would do this now, he'd have like 500,000 more Twitter followers.
You're right. So, but we're talking about favorites. So let's continue this. Who you guys got? All time. Because we had this huge tournament like years ago. When the hell was that?
I was showing Alex that the other day, actually.
2 years ago.
It was
we did a marcher on the tournament.
Was it 2 years ago, really?
Yeah.
Two or one?
The People's Champion?
No, we didn't.
What
do
year
it
is
last
this?
Year.
I think it was 2017.
We didn't do one this year. We did it last year.
Yeah, you're right. So it was last year. Okay, so a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago.
Good Lord.
We have to do that.
By the way, you guys had some guys on there that actually were a champ. Were
like so, he had issue
not
with
technically.
Bam Bam. He had issue with Bam Bam, for instance, who was ECW champion.
Didn't count.
Okay, so yeah,
it was
I didn't.
The big three,
I didn't know.
Right?
I didn't know what guys, which ones you were and were not counting. So
AWA, NWA, WWF. And wait a minute, AWA. Yes. Okay, NWA, WWF. We talked about ECW because I don't know. I just don't know anything. I never watched.
Oh
yeah,
Tony Schiavone had never watched an ECW event, and they play one, and he does the commentary for it.
Ugh.
He doesn't know their names except the guys from WCW that came on later. So they let him make the names up. So he goes, "This looks like Phil the fucking Garbage Man coming to the ring right now. Oh, he's smoking."
Yeah.
It was one of the funniest episodes they've done. It was great.
I mean, I never watched it. But
I
it's kind of like these guys fill in my dark spot of that 93, 94, 95 when the business was just fucking dead. And they've talked about that. I mean, that's when Bischoff took over. I keep referencing
when
back.
When he went
like,
from black hair to grayish. Yeah, he went to the salt and pepper. I remember, yeah. It was like a transition. How did you get gray overnight like that, Bischoff? What happened?
Shaved his head in the ring.
Yeah.
I think for everybody, though, like around our age, it's either Hogan or Warrior.
Warrior, yeah.
Maybe Macho Man.
Tough. You a Warrior, Mark, back there, E?
No.
Okay.
That's
Flair
right here.
Oh,
I had the wrestling buddy.
Flair is a generation before us, like guys older than us, probably like Flair more.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
I agree. But I think, like Alex said, now we all go back and we're all like, "Oh, well, that's why we like the other guy so much, because we hated him."
Then it goes between Hogan, or I'm sorry, then it goes Austin, Rock.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, after that,
Val Venus, right?
After that, what's the next?
Hello,
is it
Corey?
Obviously, Cena's a big guy. Is it? Do you group in as like Triple H, Cena, and Jericho for like that next generation of fans to where they say who the big guy is?
I think there's a gap.
Undertaker.
I think there's a gap in our age group now where Jericho's become their guy.
I think Jericho's stuff that hit the longevity of his career and the way he's reinvented himself over and over, you have to give credit to what that guy's done.
Absolutely. No arguments here.
I mean, I think that he's going to be remembered a lot.
I mean, his career is going on close to 30 years now.
Yeah. And to be relevant like he has and to start out as a cruiser. I mean, like, just the evolution of his career is pretty impressive. But, like, The Undertaker is a guy you never hear people say that their favorite wrestler. As much as people love him, as much as they're the streak and they put so much into him, I've never once asked anybody, like, The Undertaker.
I'm tired of him changing.
But think about it.
Are you a fucking Undertaker? Are you a motorcyclist? What the fuck? What's going on here? I'm tired of that.
Do you guys know anyone that says that's their favorite wrestler?
No, of course not.
Nobody.
Fair enough.
You give him a check, he might come out as a fucking clown.
That's a guy that...
Dink, doink, and undertank.
Undertinker.
Undertinker.
That's a guy,
fucking hell.
That's a guy that worked with Hogan in his prime. That's a guy that worked with Austin,
yeah.
The Rock, Triple H, Cena.
Flair.
He's worked with everybody. Mm-hmm. Been in big angles with everybody, and he's nobody's number one guy.
Kamala. I'm just throwing out names.
Giant Horowitz. Gonzalez.
One-legged Kamala or two?
No, okay. See? No, that's just wrong. Bad. No.
Favorite wrestler,
this
Alex
isn't
Wright.
Like the Eagles of Death Metal concert. We're not going to, there it is.
Das Wunder Kid.
Das Wunder.
Hey, Das Wunder Kid.
That's the hardest I've laughed ever doing a podcast was the Eagles of Death Metal.
I don't know what you're referencing. Neither does E. Righty?
Yeah, I don't know.
We would have the best podcast in the history if that would have been recorded the first time.
We'd have something.
Death threats, but yeah, it would have been
lawsuits.
Good.
Eagles of Death Metal threats. It would be a bad deal.
By the way, did you guys know that Jericho is IWGP Intercontinental Champ now?
No.
Yeah.
Did not know.
Who'd he beat? Ibushi?
Naito?
Oh, yeah. I knew he was wrestling Naito.
Yeah, I was surprised he won.
So he's doing this big cruise, too, and he has all the guys from
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor are going on the cruise and Impact, too. Jeez. Doing the mess. He's got it worked out great. I guess he's got some deal to where he can't do anything in North America, and he's got free reign from Vince to do whatever the hell he wants.
That'd be so weird to go and see a bunch of guys you don't know.
I still don't think all...
Well, I guess you got marks. I still don't think
All In's going to sell out. I think it's going to be half full.
No.
I'm telling you.
So, okay, so you guys, just so you know what's going on, nobody sold out a show and put over 10,000 people in an arena in North America since 99, right? Besides WWF. So they just put a show on that sold out in an hour in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
Brokers bought half the tickets, I'm telling you.
So Tim's shitting on it. So it was Dusty Rhodes' kid is one of the guys, and the other guys are the Young Bucks. It was basically their working together to bring this card together in Chicago.
If we want to get attention, we can call him a jack off and tell him he's a piece of shit and then subtweet about him and he'll respond on Twitter.
Who dis?
Yeah. It's impulsive.
Cody
like
Rhodes.
That.
Oh, he's the biggest mark.
Oh.
On Twitter. It's unreal. He can't take any criticism.
I don't know these things. But the other thing they are doing, they are having a giant, what would you call it? Like a Comic-Con of podcasts? What is it?
I don't even know what you call it.
It's called StarCast.
StarCast, where all these podcasts are paying a bunch of money to come in and make no money.
Right. So they're going to do, like, I don't know what Comic-Con does, but I guess they have almost like, not councils, but what do you call them, panels where they ask questions, and they're going to have guys that are going to have Bischoff on a panel with some guys who wrote The Death of WCW. They're going to have... who else has big podcasts? I don't know if any of those
Cornette
guys are going
to
be there.
Refused. Oh, yeah. He wouldn't take the payoff. He goes, why would I go to 10,000 people that fucking hate me?
Good call.
And then they disinvited. Russo. But all the other ones are going to be there. All the big, like Conrad. I think Conrad's actually putting it on because the checks are sent to Alabama. I'm serious. Like
he didn't put it on because he didn't even. Never mind. Marking.
I think he's the one that's doing it.
Did you get our table set up or not?
What table?
StarCast.
No, I did not. I'm not ever going there again after last time.
Okay.
So I posted about the Three Horsemen, and my buddy Greg Miller says, "Finally, a relevant podcast, relevant wrestling podcast." I don't know about that, Greg, but one day you must discuss the greatest intercontinental champions of all time. And if the Honky Tonk Man is not number one, I'm calling in to argue.
I got my long side burn.
I bet we could get him to call in. Wayne Ferris.
We probably could get him to call in. Hey, Wayne, are you busy? Well, hell no. Wayne Ferris, never mind. So, now that we've set our guidelines and we know what's going to happen, well, we've kind of set our guidelines. We're going to be in strictly old school shit because none of us know enough about what's going on now.
New school sucks.
Nor want to.
I tell you, though, I did watch Ronda Rousey wrestle. That girl is, in a, however long she's been, she is already the best woman's wrestler out there.
Well, yeah.
Not kidding.
Oh, you know what people are saying online, though? She's had all these times to rehearse her matches.
Oh.
And?
That she specifically rehearsed that match she had with Nia Jax for 3 months. No.
Oh, get the
she's fucking athletic.
Yes.
Yeah. And she knows how to do leverage throws and suplexes and different tosses because of her background in judo. It makes sense.
Well, so you don't think if she went around, like, taking selfies, she'd get better at wrestling or not? You don't think if she spent all her time on her Instagram?
She didn't spend 2 hours getting her lips done once a week at the collagen plant?
I was about to say, let's just assume that, you know, she did rehearse the match for 3 months. So what?
Nicely done.
Yeah. At least she's working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I she was phenomenal. But do we have her Instagram pulled up or anything? Do we have Ronda Rousey's Instagram?
No, I can get that.
Oh, she doesn't fucking have one. Maybe that's part.
She probably does from UFC.
You think so?
Oh, I'm sure.
I probably shut that thing down.
Not to get off topic, but how long did Steamboat and Savage rehearse their match?
Well, the thing is they
WrestleMania 3 match?
Yeah.
Yeah, Savage had a ring in his backyard, right? Is that the story?
Yeah, but they also went around the horn wrestling for a month prior to the...
Here's Ronda Rousey's
IG. She only has 10.6 million followers.
Only, yeah.
Oh, she really does. Notice she hasn't taken one picture herself.
No, she has an actual promotional team that takes pictures.
She doesn't know how to work a phone.
No selfies.
Oh, no, she took a picture of coffee.
Here's one that's a selfie.
God, wasn't it great how everybody just touted her as like the best thing in women's MMA?
Dude, she was.
She comes out,
before anybody else could do it.
She was before anybody realized that this was a thing.
She was until girls learned how to punt.
Yeah, the first fucking lady that comes out just smashes her, you know. I don't know. She was overhyped, in my opinion, old Ronda
Rousey. She'd still kick your ass.
I'm not saying she wouldn't, but I'm not professional.
That's enough of that. Here we go.
Corey can't stand this conversation. He's a misogynist.
Now that we've set the... Yeah, something like that.
You think you could take her,
You didn't even say your favorite wrestler. Girl wrestler. Huh, so...
Oh.
Alundra Blaze.
My favorite girl wrestler.
Sexist. Anyway.
Tulita.
Medusa Miceli.
So,
Martel.
We've set the ground rules.
Bull Nakana.
We're going
to... Oh.
Medusa. She's on fucking fire.
Luna Vachon.
We've set the ground
rules. Their shaved head and shit. Right
yeah.
There.
We've set the ground rules, so we're going to be an old school wrestling podcast. We're going to come back once a week. What are we going to do? What are we going to be? Are we going to do this every week?
Yes, yeah, please.
Yeah, as well.
I think
hour.
The thought was that since there's five of us now, no matter, we should be able to come up with three of us easy every time.
Oh, yeah.
So we're coming at it every week from now on.
And then 1 week we could just say, get out of this business.
Get out of the business.
Tear up that contract.
That's right. And then it's over. We'll be back in the...
You signed your death warrant, pal.
I'm already back in jail. Have you seen the stream?
What?
Have you seen the stream?
Uh-uh.
I'm in jail.
Look at you.
Look, there's a shitter right there with the toilet paper.
That'd be a great topic in itself, is just best promos ever.
From jail? It'd be the Mountie. Remember the Mountie?
You put me here.
Get your hands off of me!
My favorite was whenever Razor Jacques. Ramon was first being like, you know.
Oh, those are the best vignettes I ever ran.
Chico. He had the
He's oozing with machismo.
Yeah, I'm oozing machismo. And Razor Ramon's my favorite. Probably the promo is probably a favorite ever.
Guys, everything's open for business. You guys want to cover something? We can do whatever we want.
I remember being a fucking kid watching that going, that dude's cool. Look at this guy.
He's I love
that
Cubans.
Little piece of hair in front that was kind of curled down, you know.
Chico.
Gosh, I just wanted to be Razor Ramon. Like,
no, I didn't work.
Get
out.
A name like Razor. Fuck you. Oh man.
You mean the Godfather and Papa Shango are the same guy?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What? All right.
He's throwing up green.
Okay, so we're gonna come back next week. We're gonna just carve out this time in the studio where there aren't bigger, more important shows. Taking place.
With celebrity high.
The fuck. Anyway.
He's here somewhere.
We will be back next week. Not sure what day it's going to drop. Hell, what's today?
Today's Tuesday. It should be out today or tomorrow. It depends on if Brian's here.
Okay. We'll Brian is our
producer. Brian.
Manager. Yes,
he's our valet.
He's our JJ.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there it is.
There we go.
Pass is a great wrestling manager.
Yeah, Grizzly Smith.
That's funny.
Okay, so we'll be back next week. We're gonna get this thing going. I'm guessing we're gonna start with tag teams. Just talk about the greatest tag teams because that was the plan today. I thought we had this whole
that's the plan
deal. So we're gonna come back next week.
Well, hold on. I just got a text from Brian, producer Brian. Take as long as you need. Jim postponed his show.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly.
Not happening now.
52 minutes in. Take as long as you need.
Unfucking real.
Hope you didn't need a groove.
Okay, so now, if anybody listened to the show before and was like, hey, I remember that show. I wonder why they didn't want to do it anymore. That's exactly why.
Yeah, we got big timed.
Well,
fuck it this time.
I know. It's such a pain in the ass. Yep.
Yeah, but I really feel like this podcast could be, like, so much fun. This isn't something that we would have to go in and work. Like, because old school wrestling to me was like, it's something I enjoyed from my childhood. You know what I mean? So, like, coming in and talking about this shit, it's literally like I don't know. You have to
it's nostalgic.
Do research. Yeah, exactly. I have to do research for Surreal Talk. This is kind of like,
you should do research for this.
I fucking remember that. Well, I know I obviously should do research, but you know what I'm saying? Like, the feelings that you get from like, talking about this stuff, like, fucking just amazing, man.
Thank
I
Alex.
Love,
he's responsible
agree,
for the
yes.
reboot.
Thank you,
well,
sir.
I didn't even want to necessarily be on it. I was just like was sitting at home. This was, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And by the way, for everybody listening, there's an app called Yo Radio. You should download it now.
Oh, snap.
Anyway,
oh, that's something we're definitely going to have to get in.
Yeah, we're contractually obligated to say that.
Anyway. Anyway, but there's a channel on there called lineup.fm. Is that the name
of
the channel?
Yeah, lineupmedia.fm.
Anyway, and then I came across just older Three Horsemen podcast. I was like, this is awesome. Like, why aren't you guys doing this anymore? And so...
Yeah, this is kind of your doing that we're back in here pretty
well. I was going to say, you should have kept listening. It got worse.
It did get worse.
Well...
and here we are.
Anyway. In your guys' defense, I think it got worse because you were still covering the current product, which...
Ooh, we were bad
got
at
worse.
That.
The so, current product
I blame.
Sucks.
I blame Big E.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't blame you. I blame you, too. If I suck so bad, I'd look for anyone to blame.
I think I should do a segment on each belt I bring on here, too.
Hey,
what do you
we can carve out
this?
The we can carve out the time.
We got time.
Do
Let's talk about
want.
The belt you got today.
Sure.
Alex is sporting a lovely number.
I'll take 2 minutes. So,
actually, hold on. Before you do that, what he is going to talk about, you can watch on YouTube. E, what would our YouTube channel be? It's right
would be
on
YouTube.com/3, the numeral 3, Horsemen with an E, show.
Yes.
Horseman Show.
You can go watch us live anytime we're on. We'll have somebody that pops this all on Twitter, Facebook, lets everybody know. So now you're watching Alex, and you see his belt.
Yep.
Talk to him.
All right. So for those of you not watching, it is a yellow version of the old school Winged Eagle that was actually never brought to TV. It was made, from my understanding of what little research I've done on it. Warrior had it for, I don't know, couple months at best. Made it on a few house shows. Not this particular one, obviously, but throwing that out there.
Be nice to have that though.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say if this were the real thing, it wouldn't be sitting in here. It'd be in a case somewhere.
Warrior had a white one, didn't he?
Well, he had
a blue one too. I think.
He had a blue one. He had a lavender one, which I also need to. I have, and I'll bring in here one of these days.
Oh yeah.
He had a white one. I've got one of those on the way too. I have a whole collection, which. Again, I'll bring in one of these every week. But anyway, I think this might have actually made it on a talk show Warrior did. I don't know which one.
Arsenio? Regis and Kathy Lee?
Maybe. I don't really know.
He actually had a color, and he did a talk show for each month he was champion.
Something.
He was the next guy.
Really?
I know you're an Ultimate Warrior fan. I am not.
I love the Ultimate Warrior.
I am not.
Like, I fucking run down to the ring like he'd just done a bunch of crank and fucking shake the ropes and shit.
And then
like, he was out of
he
control.
He did just do a bunch of crank.
Then he'd be probably gassed right. before the match even started.
Yeah, and he had that fucking... When he'd do his interviews, he'd do that snort thing.
The gods are looking down from the heavens
yes.
where the cappuccino machine plays. I mean, you never knew what he was talking about.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing
made sense.
There.
No shit, right?
Yeah.
No, but I'm a belt... I'm a huge wrestling belt fan. You guys have a favorite?
Probably the one he brought in today, but black.
I was just telling him yesterday the fucking
the NWA.
3 foot tall fucking NWA belt, the huge one that Flair used to always have. That's probably my favorite, man.
It's a damn good looking 10 pounds of gold.
Yeah, fucking huge, man.
What about the $1 million title?
It would go from his dick to his chest. Like, it was fucking humongous. You know what I mean? Like, the biggest belt ever.
What about the $1 million belt?
Oh, I forgot about the $1 million belt.
Money, you a fan of that?
$1 million belt?
Yeah.
Million.
No,
man.
I mean, just because it wasn't a...
Well, Sam, it wasn't sanctioned.
But it was damn good looking
cool.
On TV.
It looked cool,
but I don't know. I just...
Do you remember when the Ringmaster had it? It looked no better than when he had it.
See, you're talking dead period.
That's
every
Steve
time
Austin,
you,
pal.
Yes,
I know, but that's the dead year. It's 95.
Yeah.
End of 95, beginning of 96. Motherfuckers. Sitting here talking dead period. Stone Cold, man. That's the Ringmaster.
Stone who?
Stonehenge, Steve Austin.
Stonehenge, oh. No shit. Stonehenge. With both of his good knees.
Yeah. No, that's good shit.
Fucker wore a leg brace from the time he started. Like, how do you get into wrestling with a bad leg?
He came out of the womb with a knee brace.
Right. How do you get into wrestling with a bad leg? I don't fucking get it. Like,
that's actually how most people got into wrestling. That's how Kevin Nash, I mean, he had a bad limb. That's what Kevin
Nash going. I heard they picked him up at a
basketball bar
somewhere.
Oh, basketball.
Or maybe that was, yeah, I heard they picked him up at a bar somewhere.
No, he used to bounce at the Cheetah or the Gold Club in Atlanta?
Oh, so a bar somewhere.
Strip club.
I mean,
serve drinks.
Guessing.
They do serve drinks.
Yes, was he Oz or Vinny Vegas first?
He was Oz first.
Yeah, Oz. And then
actually
Vinny
a member of the Master Blasters first.
That's right.
With Al Green.
Didn't get his peak until the Outsiders, though, man. God, he really caught a break with the Outsiders, I feel
like. I don't
know.
Like, you could say Diesel.
Diesel was good, but yeah, I mean, yeah. He blew the fuck up, him and Scott Hall did on the Outsiders.
Got him on the fair.
Pretty big deal. You guys
about.
Keep saying that, and I keep going back to this Bischoff podcast. You got to listen to it.
Really? That good, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
When he talks, he's like, yeah, I ruined all these guys' career. That's why you see.
God,
that's why
you
serious? See, that's why you see Kevin Nash and Scott Hall signing autographs wearing NWO shirts at all these conventions. I'm like, fucking great point.
Yeah, no
he
shit.
Doesn't,
dude.
He's like, you don't see Diesel and Razor Ramon sitting at a table with nobody around them by Virgil.
He's got a point.
Virgil. Not wrong.
Yeah. That's true.
Man makes a point. But what do you think? We wrap her up?
Yeah, let's wrap her up.
Okay.
We'll do this again next Tuesday. We'll come at it with a topic.
Yeah, we will.
Tag teams.
We'll do something special.
Yeah, like tag teams. Maybe a one part, maybe a two part.
Question. So are we just going by tag teams with names? Or are we going by like fucking pickup tag teams, impromptus, like Hogan and Andre
if
the
Giant?
If
we're doing that, then we
got to really
consider Survivor Series tag teams. You know, tag teams.
Right. I mean,
now
so
that
where
we've
do
got,
we go with this?
Now that we've got time, I'm going to format the show.
What about three-man tags? Your Freebirds and whatnot.
Ding, six man, six mans?
Yeah,
ding,
six mans, whatever.
God damn.
I fucking love
what about Gold Dust
around.
And Booker T? Remember when he was the lumberjack and...
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh. Yeah, no, we're going to format. We'll have this broken down. You guys will... Hate some of the shit I want to talk about.
But it's a comeback show.
We'll get through there. It is a comeback
show. We're coming back.
Yeah.
So, we are back.
Oh, I'm gonna,
we
there's going to be
back.
A whole thing.
You're right.
We are back. We are back.
That's right.
And we're the five that? Best friends. Oh.
There it is. We're going to kick somebody out of the horseman next week, so be ready. Just kidding. All right. We'll be back next Tuesday. We'll get this thing completely rebooted as opposed to this. Whatever
yeah,
the hell this was today.
Remember to check out our website, threehorsemanshow.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/threehorsemanshow. That's numeral three. Twitter.com/numeral3horsemanshow. And YouTube. Seeing a pattern, youtube.com/threehorsemanshow.
Yeah, I guess we're going to start being professional about this.
Probably should.
I know.
Also, remember to check out yoradio.com for the best in online streaming radio.
For sure, check out Yo Radio. I listen to it every day on my mobile device. Some people call it a phone.
If you want to throw this out there, Hulk Hogan listens on the daily.
Oh.
See?
That's may or may not be verified, but I'll go with it.
I don't think it really matters.
No, it doesn't at all. We can say that. Hey, if you got anything and you want to suggest shows, tweet at us on Twitter, twitter.com/numeral3horsemanshow. So we're on Twitter also.
You can also throw it at E and Eric on Surreal Talk if you guys are on there.
We know
listening.
All the Twitters.
That's
yeah.
True.
Yeah. We're just computer genius.
That's true. Still voted top five show, in my opinion.
All right.
So that's something
three.
For Surreal Talk.
I'll tell you, the crossover Surreal Talk did with this podcast was by far our biggest YouTube video. Like,
yeah.
It's yeah,
you guys I mean, probably got us all our listeners.
By far our biggest
And then we were
video.
Like, all right, we're done with this show. Fuck this. Now yeah. That we got all these people.
We got some steam. Let's just
We can't ever
out.
Get in there when we want. Everybody's annoyed. Yeah.
But the hiatus is off now, and it's back, so it should be a weekly thing, man. Set your podcast player to download it every week.
We'll be back.
It's called subscribe. Please do it. Catch you all next week.
I know, but I don't like that.
Subscribe, like, throw us a like, comment, subscribe. Sound like a fucking
That's what
YouTuber.
You're doing without doing it.
Right. Well, anyway. Set your... So, for T.O., he's already fucking gone.
Of course he is.
Alex, great to have you. Eric, Everett, and we call him Big Easy. I'm Corey. We're rebooting next week, so we'll catch y'all next week to talk about tag team wrestling. Till then, enjoy watching whatever this bullshit is on now. Talk to you next week.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.